Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In an hour, we'll talk with Pirates analyst John Wehner. Black Friday, a full hour on the Steelers, starts at noon. It begins with James Big Cat Williams, who spent more than a decade with the Chicago Bears. He's an Alderdice High School alum, so he's a Pittsburgh native. Now he does Bears pre- and post-game, and we'll talk to him on this game, see if he thinks the Bears have a chance at a win. Here's Pete in Aspinwall. He's on the Cook and Pony Show. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how you doing this morning? Well, you answered one question. Like, the thing with New England, we're up one game on them. They took an AFC loss. Every game to us has to be kind of a playoff game, because you said the only way we're going to win is to get the playoffs at home. So these games against Chicago, we cannot take an ugly loss with some potential. Every year, New England starts out 5-1 or 6-0 because they're in such a terrible division. And that's hard to beat right there. And the other comment was, you guys remember several years ago, a few years back, when San Diego was loaded with the best back, the best tight end, the best quarterback, and they just could never get it to click to make it through the playoffs.
They had very vaunted offenses with Gates, Rivers, and Tomlinson and those guys. You're right about them failing in the postseason.
Not much of a defense, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I would say this team is a better defense than a lot of those San Diego teams you're talking about. Pete, let me ask you a question. When the Steelers go on the road against bad teams, are you confident in them?
No.
Why?
Never. Because I've had too many letdowns. I'm 62 years old, and I've just seen too many letdowns. In some games, it seems like, I'm not putting this on Ben, because I don't know what the coaches are telling them, but it seems like they don't really get into it until it's like time to be the hero, we're going to make it up. We can get two touchdowns in there at second half, and it doesn't always work out that way. Some of these teams, if you get them done, you got to pound them. If Manning or Breeze or Brady can put up four touchdowns in the first half, they'll do it in a second and then bury you.
Who do you think wins?
Against who?
Who do you think wins the game on Sunday? Yeah.
Oh, of course I think Pittsburgh's going to win, and they should win by everything.
But you're scared of Chicago, though.
I'm scared of this might be the first of another loss to a lower team later in the season, and then we're losing home field advantage, and we end up playing somewhere else, hopefully not in New York. Should we make it to the AFC?
Hey, some teams beat themselves. You know, when Pitt went to Penn State and lost, and it wasn't close, but the reason why the game looked lopsided was because Pitt made mistakes. If they don't beat themselves, it's probably a close game. Heck, they might even win because they won the line of scrimmage. They ran the ball effectively. They just turned the ball over, gave Penn State short fields, and, you know, the Nittany Lions made the most of it. So those types of games happen where you look back and say, man, if we don't take so many penalties or we are even in the turnover differential and not -1 or -2, we're going to win that game. And that's, you know, last year against Miami, I felt like the Steelers beat themselves a little bit.
I'm trying to remember that game. What happened down there?
The
running back ran for like 8,000 yards, didn't he?
Ajayi? Yeah. In the second half, he went off.
Yeah, but I think, what do you have, 200 and some yards?
Yeah, 200 yards in the game.
I mean, if the Steelers give up 200 yards to anybody, they're probably going to lose.
Yeah.
Defense was horrible there last year. I just remember that part of it.
Well, they scored 15 points, too. That doesn't help.
No, there's no doubt. You got to score more. But again, I mean, Miami won some games last year. These teams are not like have no talent on them. And playing at home, you tend to win some games. I'd like to go back and check Baltimore's record, check Cincinnati's record. and see how those teams did. If they lost games that they were favored in on the road, I'll bet they have. I don't think it's that uncommon of an occurrence in the NFL.
I can give you this. When the coaches in Baltimore and Cincinnati, John Harbaugh and Marvin Lewis, are favored by a touchdown or more on the road, they both have better records than Tomlin.
Say it again?
When favored by a touchdown or more on the road.
How many times are teams favored by a touchdown or more?
Well,
can't be too big of a sample, is there?
In the Steelers' case, it's 16 times since Tomlin came into the league.
In 10 years.
In Bill Belichick's case, it's 29 times in the same stretch of games. And Belichick's 27-2.
They've had a better team.
And Tomlin's 10-6. I don't have the exact records of Harbaugh and Lewis, but the list I looked at, they were both ahead of him.
Okay.
So I can't tell you by a lot, but I can tell you it's not so much losing on the road that bugs me, Ron. It's the teams that they've lost to on the road that irk me. You are going to lose games on the road. You're right about that. But it's the quality of competition that they've lost to. And here's the thing. If most NFL experts subscribe to the idea that on any given Sunday anybody can win, it's surprising to me that no one, literally no one, is picking the Bears to win this game. CBS Sports, 8 experts, all 8 of them picked the Steelers. ESPN, 10 experts, all of them picked the Steelers to beat the Bears.
Well, they're
USA
they're
Today.
7.5. Now, is this against the line? Or
no,
just
this
outright?
Is straight up.
You know, you make a big deal over the Miami loss. They went 10-6 last year.
Well, what
year
was their record going into that game?
And made the playoffs.
I think they were 1-4 going into
that
game.
Okay, I mean, still, they were a good team. What was Philadelphia's record when they beat them? 2-0?
Yep, they finished 7-9.
I mean, they finished badly. Wentz was good. Remember, we had Angelo Cataldi on. He had him going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he did.
After two
games.
Well,
he was wrong about that.
Well, of course he was. But, you know, hey, the record is what it is, and it isn't good enough. I'll give you that. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and express that I'm going to be shocked if they lose any of these games on the road. Now, you lose too many of them, then I'll probably make a bigger deal.
Well, how about
the
margin of defeat in those games? You get beat by 31 points and 15 points to those teams?
Give up. How many times was Roethlisberger sacked against Philly? Let me double check. And I just remember the running back going crazy last year, Miami. That was game 6. 204 yards, 2 scores. Man, that's a lot. Let me check the sacks on Roethlisberger. He was sacked 4 times. Didn't have a good day. 24-44, 257 yards.
Rob's on the fan. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've lived in Chicago since 1984, and I've seen a lot of Steelers-Bears games. And while on paper, the Steelers should throttle the Bears, but they always seem to bring a bad game to Soldier Field, and believe me, I've seen a few of them.
They're 1-12 there. 1-12 in history there.
Yeah, they always have a stink bomb in Chicago. In '92, they got throttled when they retired Mike Singletary's number, and they went to the playoffs. But they brought a bad game there. They had to squeak one out in '95 with Norm Johnson.
All right, you know,
that was an overtime game. Yep.
But are those numbers applicable?
No, I don't think you're right. You're right, but I don't think what happened in 1995 is going to have any impact on Sunday.
You're right.
But historically, if you're looking for a trend, they've been pretty bad there.
Yeah, they just seem to have a bad game here, and you're right. Let me give you a little insight. The Bears are football purgatory. The McCaskies are kind of like Bob Nutting or the Bengals. This is where careers go to die. They just find ways to screw up things that they should get right. And until the family sells this team, the Bears are never going to be relevant.
Yeah, I'm not as versed in Bears history or Bears lore as you, Rob, but I know one thing. 2 weeks ago, they should have beat the team that won the NFC. They had them beat.
And then last week, they were awful.
They dropped passes at the goal line.
Yep,
you know,
two of them.
They should have had. You're right. They had Atlanta beat. Everybody knows that. You know, Glenn, I would take Glennon as a backup for the Steelers any day, but he just has a bad time in this system. I've seen him with Tampa Bay. He's not a bad quarterback. He just is having a rough go of it. And John Fox, I like John Fox, but he's not a reclamation project coach.
Fox is a good coach, but the Bears don't have a lot of talent. But here's what they did against Atlanta in week 1. Freeman, the second highest paid running back in the NFL behind Bell, 37 yards on 12 carries. Julio Jones, you can argue
we know how good he is.
4 catches for 66 yards. Atlanta, 3 red zone trips, 1 touchdown. So there was some bend but don't break there. Now Atlanta, some errant throws by Matt Ryan. The protection wasn't the best, but the Bears made it a competitive game. 412-928-9370. Pitt hoping for a more competitive game tomorrow. It looks like they're going to make a quarterback change. We'll discuss the college football teams locally as all three start their conference seasons this weekend. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.